growing up, Lee and her older brother John, they were very competitive. I mean, I think he needs to be credited as being one of the drivers behind Lee Miller as to why she was so determined to be this successful professional. He's incredible. John taught himself how to fly. By the age of 18, he built his own aeroplane. He flew, as a kid, when we used to go over to America, Mum and Dad were being like, if Uncle John asks you if you'd like to go up in his aeroplane with you, this is like he's 90-something, say no. Because he might have a heart attack and then you won't know how to land the plane. As it was, Uncle John lived up to 103, so I probably could have gone up with him. He flew with Amy Johnson. He test flew some of the early gyrocopters. Like, incredible person. And actually, he is also the reason why we have some of Lee's clothes, because Lee used to give him some of her clothes. John had an alter ego, which was another personality, which was Felicity. And he was a cross-dresser. There's the community of trans cross-dressing people that would meet up in Casa Susana, which is a safe house. For the trans community that was along the Hudson River, and he would fly out there for the weekend. And Lee used to give him her clothes because she knew that he had, particularly the fur coats. We've got so many pictures of Felicity in fur coats. It was really sad because in the 60s, John got pulled over as Felicity, and then there's the scandal of Felicity being caught, made him lose his job as a pilot and his career. I mean, he was close to retiring age anyway, but it kind of destroyed his career in that respect. But then later on, his daughters are still alive. His oldest daughter, Trish, I go stay with her whenever I can. She still lives in Poughkeepsie, which is where Lee was born and grew up. And she lived with him and looked after him in his later life and used to help him get dressed up as Felicity and his nails and take him to meetings and things. And he got quite involved in trans rights later on. And he was incredibly proud of it, and it was quite in that community.